Every day, thousands of Comcast engineers and technologists like Kunle put people at the heart of everything they create.
The way that I approach work post-fatherhood has really been trying to understand the generation that we're building devices for. Here at the Comcast family, we're building an integrated in-home Wi-Fi solution for millions of families like my own.
Now millions of families can work, learn, and play together under one roof. Visit ComcastCorporation.com to learn more.
You've got the home of the truth. Back to the bald-faced truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Oregon got a commitment today from a five-star quarterback from Hawaii. Sound familiar? Dylan Gabriel, Marcus Mariota, Jaron Keava Sagapuluteli is now going to be an Oregon Duck. He committed today, and he is joining us now on the hotline. How did I do with your name? How did I do? Don't be afraid to be harsh.
You did not too bad. That's one of the better ones I've heard from the mainland for sure.
All right. Help me with the last name, because I've heard Sagapuluteli or Sagapuluteli. You tell me.
So it's kind of like a silent G. It's like Sagapuluteli.
Sagapuluteli. Okay. How you doing, man? How did it feel today to make a decision, make a commitment, kind of turn this chapter of your life?
It's a great feeling. I know I'm going to a great team, and I know that I know it's home, and it just felt right. And I'm just so grateful that my Lord and Savior Jesus has put me in a great place, such as Oregon.
Your family, obviously, deeply connected in the islands. I have to think Dylan Gabriel, Marcus Mariota, sort of the pipeline of quarterbacks to Oregon. Does that play a factor in your mind as you're making a decision?
Yeah, for sure. The 808 Ducks is a real thing. You know, the connection, the pipeline from Oregon to Hawaii, and it really played a big role. Just knowing that it's home over there. It's like Hawaii. It's almost like the ninth state, and yeah, it just felt great. So
the other factors, Oregon's success this season, seeing them at number one, seeing where they're competing. How much does that go into it, or does that go into you making a decision that is, a year or two into the future?
Yeah, for sure. That also plays a big role, knowing that I'm going to be with high-caliber people and just going to be coached with from high-caliber coaches. So, yeah, it really plays a big role, and, I just know that I'm going to a team that's going to win.
We're talking to Jaron Keava Sagapuluteli. He is quarterback, who's five-star quarterback, committed to the University of Oregon today. You had previously been committed to Cal. I know it's not personal. You had a lot of positive things to say about Cal and into the recruitment, but when it comes down to a choice between Berkeley and Eugene, can you take us through that? Because most of us will never sit in that position where we're making, here's the factors that matter, here's what doesn't matter. Can you tell us kind of, what that's like to be at that pivot point?
Berkeley's a great place. It was home for me for a while. They have great coaches over there, but there's a lot that came into play, with also the firing of their OC just recently, and just there's a little bit of uncertainty there, and I just knew I was going to be coached well over here. So yeah, Berkeley's a great place. The connections over there are amazing, but it just stayed in my mind that Oregon was the best place.
When you go on a visit to Oregon, what does that include? Take us through that. When you come back to the islands, I'm sure friends and family are going, what was it like? What do you tell them?
It was a great, I just tell them it was great. There's so much to love about it. The coaching staff is amazing. The atmosphere is amazing. Coach Lanning and what they're building over there is great. So yeah, it was so exciting just to be there.
Who ends up as your recruiter? Is it Will Stein, the offensive coordinator? Is it more Lanning? Who are you talking with throughout the process?
I was talking, it was actually almost all of them the same. It was more so Lanning and Coach Will Stein. They would call me almost every single day. So,
man, can you imagine the coaches and how much phone time they're having, calling guys like you, yeah. calling other recruits?
Yeah.
That's got to be crazy.
Yep. Yeah. It was coming down to the wire, and I'm just so blessed that they really truly invested in me.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun. You'll obviously watch them as they play this weekend against Penn State. Did you get to talk to Dylan Gabriel? Did you talk to Marcus Mariota? Did you get to talk to those guys or anybody who's played at Oregon?
I've talked to Dylan a couple times. I've talked to Marcus a couple of times as well, but I haven't talked to Marcus recently. But, you know, it's just, I'm just excited to continue to watch them succeed at where they're at.
I can remember being, in Hawaii after Marcus finished playing at Oregon, and there were a lot of little kids wearing Oregon Ducks gear. What do you remember?
Yes,
take us through that. When you were a kid, who were you watching, and how big was Marcus Mariota's impact on kind of youth football in Hawaii?
It was really big. He's kind of a big face in Hawaii, and everyone truly loves him, and it's just he's kind of what set the pipeline off from Hawaii to Eugene, so... Yeah, he played a big role in that.
The feeling that you had today when you finally put that hat on and it's Oregon, is there relief there, or what kind of goes through you? Because this has to have been a long process for you and your family as well.
Yeah, it was a long process. It felt great to get it off my chest. It was just on my mind for a while, and now that I got my school locked in, I'm just so blessed that we can finally just focus on the next level and what's the next start for me.
Yeah, we hear a lot in the NIL space about, schools that will try to come in at the 11th hour. Did you get those calls where people and with other collectives or other schools, were they trying to get to you and have conversations with you? Or what does that look like when, you're obviously choosing between Cal and Oregon in the end, but did you get other schools that tried to pop in late?
No, not too much, but it was, not really too much, but I know a couple schools tried texting me later, but, I just wanted to focus on these two schools.
And, obviously the NIL piece, people are interested in that. And can you give us kind of an idea of what that is like, or as a family, is there somebody who's handling, do you have to hire somebody to handle kind of the NIL part, or do your parents handle that, or how do, That's a piece that didn't exist before with recruiting, and now it is a very important part of the recruitment.
Yeah, so for me, me and my family don't know too much. We didn't know too much coming into this process, but we actually had a team and, Standard Collective, and, they've just been super helpful through my whole journey. So I'm just so grateful that they've just been there step-by-step helping me throughout the way.
Yeah, that takes some of the pressure off you guys having to figure that out or even have those conversations,
yep.
Right? Like, it can be an awkward thing.
Yes, definitely.
Give us an idea. What are you doing this time of year? I mean, as now you'll watch Oregon, but, what's your life like in December in Oahu?
It's really just training. Oh, right now it's just training, getting ready for college. And, just ready... And just enjoying Christmas and spending time with my family.
The move to Eugene, when will that happen for you? Will you get there in the spring? What's your plan?
Yes, I'm graduating early, so I'll be there in the spring.
Is that important to you? I mean, I obviously that quarterback room, there's some competition in there, and I want to ask you about that, but is part of getting there in the spring, so, hey, you're in a competition now with some other guys in that room?
That's a big part of it as well. I'm just excited to compete with those guys and just continue to get pushed.
I think there's some guys that would have shied away from that, right? Because you look at that room and you go, okay, it's deep. I mean, that is a great quarterback room, and you're walking in there going, okay, I've got options and I'm choosing this place. What went into that in your mind?
You're going to have to compete at any level you go to, so it was just I want to compete now and for a great team, so, yeah.
Will you wear number 8?
I'm not too sure yet. I don't know what the numbers are.
What do you wear in high school? Yeah. What are you wearing now?
I wear number 3.
All right. So that isn't even your number. Why did you pick that number? What's the history there for you?
I don't know. It's just a number that's been sticking with me for a while. I had it since I was young, so.
We're talking to Jaron Keawe Sangapulate. Sorry I butchered that. But your older brother, he's at Hawaii, and John, he goes as a quarterback to Hawaii. What did you learn from watching him and being around him?
You know, there's so much to learn from him. He has so much strength in his game. It's just being calm and just being poised throughout the game and, you know, just focusing on the game, of course. I've learned so much from him.
Well, I'm really looking forward to meeting you in person. I just wanted to pop you on the show. I think there's a lot of people in the state of Oregon eager to see you play and certainly, you know, eager to see what you can do with this next opportunity. And, you know, that moment where you make that decision had to feel pretty good to you, that you've got some direction. People will stop asking you now and trying to figure out, you know, I can't imagine what your phone looked like, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's been crazy.
Well, congratulations to you and to your family, and we will see you. We'll see you in Eugene. I appreciate you, Jaron.
Yes, sir. No. Yes, sir. Thank you. Appreciate you.
All right. There he goes, Jaron Keawe Sangapulutele. I got it better the last time. Eager to see what he does and fascinated by the idea that he had options upon options upon options. And he chose a quarterback room that has some guys in there that are going to play. Or, you know, there's going to be a real competition. It gives you a sense, too, of what Oregon's got that others don't. I see a lot of schools out there that are saying, hey, we're going to stay at the scholarship minimums. We're not going to fund fully with scholarships. We're not going to go to the $20.5 million in revenue sharing that schools can share. And Oregon is not just getting five-star guys, they're getting depth. And it's interesting to see. I wonder at what point the rest of college athletics, when maybe they get tired of seeing Oregon or Ohio State or a couple others that have top two or three buying power, when they get tired of seeing those schools dominate, what happens? And what rules do they try to institute to stop it? But right now, it's kind of like watching the Dodgers in Major League Baseball. The Dodgers are deferring compensation, getting Shohei Ohtani, getting depth, getting more pitching. And the rest of the owners are going, hey, wait a minute. I think we're going to see some of that in college football. And you're going to see some schools come in and go, hey, wait a minute. Maybe we should have caps on NIL and maybe we should bring back those scholarship limits. Because, you know, I think Wisconsin was the latest to come out and say, hey, they're not going to fund every possible scholarship they can fund in football. Oregon's going, thank you very much. We will. But what a big get for Dan Lanning and Oregon, and nobody probably surprised by it. But we'll talk more about the fallout from signing day. And we'll put the final touches on today's BFT Radiothon. BFT Foundation Radiothon and Auction. If you want to grab those auction items that are still available at BFTauction.com, you have about 20 minutes left in this auction. Jump on that. If you want to make a donation today, you can do so at 503-417-7575. Shoemill is giving you a $25 gift card if you make a $25 or more donation. Jamba's giving you a free smoothie if you make a $25 or more donation. If you go to 100, you get all of that, plus you get a Blazers tumbler, courtesy of Jamba. They're selling those retail in the store for about 20 bucks. So you're getting a $20 to $50 value for your $100 donation there. You can do that at 503-417-7575. You got the bald face truth.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.